Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
What's up and what's happening, good people? It's your girl, Jay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI radio network, honey. Y'all know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. That one. You feel me? And tonight, my people, tonight we got a treat for y'all, babies. We got Mr. Von T in the building. What's up with you, Von T? How you been?
Yo, what's going on, world? How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, we better know that we've got you in the building.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, we're going to jump right into it. For y'all people that don't know, my dude got this song called Extra Up, honey. And from the moment that Jones started, you know, you had me bouncing. I'm just playing. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I was enjoying that joint a little too much. So why don't you go ahead and talk to my listeners about your joint Extra Up?
Yeah. So Extra Up, man, that's like the fifth song that I done made, that I done put out so far. It's all part of my bigger project that I'm working on called The Tables Have Turned. Extra Up is kind of it goes into this big story that I'm telling with the album The Tables Have Turned. Extra Up pretty much is just an addition to the story. I dropped The Plug, which talked about The Plug and talked about me being the plug for Brands. And then I dropped Brands. And then I talked about how Brands was part of me being the plug. And then I just talked about what to do when you get Brands and when you get all those name brand clothes, you got an Extra Up. So then I just kind of dropped that single right there, threw that in between Turn Off the Lights, which was the last joint that I dropped. And then Extra Up just pretty much talks about, you know, hey, we just call them, you know, just extra up with all the things that you got. You know, never be extra, never be regular, just be extra all the time.
Ew, I'm loving that. You just dropping the whole blueprint, ain't you?
Yeah.
Speaking of Extra Up, congrats on reaching, what was it, 1,000 followers almost?
Yes, now, yes, it is. It's actually 1.5,
yes.
And it's still growing. On Spotify right now, you know.
And for my people that don't know, my guy actually made the No Hype magazine, honey. So that Extra Up, he is living up to that joint right there. Congratulations on that as well, my guy.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I got the notification on the No Hype magazine. We went ahead and we posted that. I let them know where to find me on that digital magazine, Spotify. Seeing all, you know, the people are really starting to, you know, mess with me really heavy, and I appreciate that and all the support that my family and all my fans and friends have given me along the way. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in right now. Shout out to Patchwork Studios and Ray Baker Underground Stations too, man. They've really been working with my music a lot. Shout out to K-Solo too in Columbus, Georgia, and all of the local artists in Augusta, Georgia, and Columbus, Georgia as well.
Yes. Now, I saw that you got a show coming up on May 26th, and I believe it's Jonesboro, Georgia. Like, how's the rehearsals coming for that, and are you excited?
Yeah, Jonesboro, Georgia, man. We're going to be turned up at Furnace 41. That's going to be the club out there, Jonesboro, Georgia. First show that I did was in Atlanta. It's kind of like this mini tour that I'm on right now. So I'm just giving everybody, like, a little piece of all of the songs that I got. Some they have heard, some they haven't heard, some that are hits, and some that are, I'm just giving them a little taste when they come. You know, I don't really necessarily rehearse just because the music is always in me. So when I get on stage, I just give them what they want. You know, I give them like a clean show, and I just want people to have fun with it.
Okay. I can respect that, you know what I'm saying? Now, I did see, and I want you to talk to me about this casting call that you got going on tomorrow for Brands, because, like, do you have a lot of people that are RSVPing for this, Joan? Are you expecting a good turnout? And what type of people are you looking for?
So, yeah, so Brands, like I said, like, for me, Brands is closing the loop on going back and making the video for one of the songs, the second joint that I dropped. And that casting call, you know, I had a lot of people tune in. A lot of people have hit me up and hit up my line, hit up our management line, trying to get in on it. I got a full set of cast of individuals who I want and who are going to be there. I got probably more people than I thought that I was going to have show up, but that's okay. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, having fun. And I just really want to just show the people, you know, that even though underneath this helmet that I wear, underneath this helmet that I have, you know, I'm just a down-to-earth person, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, it's a video shoot, but it's also a party at the house, and it's open. So anybody can come out there, and if they out there, hey, take a shot with me, get some food, get some drinks. Everything's free. The event's free. The party's going to be lit. The video's going to be lit. Just like Turn Off the Lights, it's going to be on popping.
Ew, see, I'm kind of upset that I didn't get no invite to these Jones. You feel me? Because I traveled, honey. So next time you have a Jones, you better be inviting Lizette. You think?
No doubt. You know, you're going to be the first person I hit up next time.
Yes, because I keep the party jumping, honey. Now, speaking of that good old helmet, I saw on your Instagram some kids and took your helmet. What is up with this Venom helmet? You feel me? Like, and also, I saw that you DJ as well. Talk to me about that.
Right. So, I do a little bit of DJing. So, when I go back to the helmet, man, like, my helmet is my little friend. It's my buddy. It's my thing. It's my whole little image is what I have behind me. My helmet is what I wear when I get into beast mode. It's my other half inside of me that keeps going. For me, I feel like everybody has two sides of them. You have a business side to you, and you also have a side of you that you got to tap into when you feel like giving up. And for me, my side of me, my beast mode is my venom. So when I feel like I'm about to give up or times get hard or I feel like it's just too much for me to bear, that's when my alter ego, my symbiotic side comes out of me and it takes over. And then that's when I really get into grind mode. And so that's my image that I'm pushing forward with that. And with that being said, back when I was in college, I did used to do a little DJing, and I love to DJ. And I might do a little bit of DJing tomorrow before the action video kicks off at my house. So just to, you know, saying just for my little musical background, I did start off making, producing beats first. I was producing beats before I actually started out doing my own little doing my lyrics and doing my own thing. I started selling beats out of my apartment out there in college, and that was fun for a while. But then I had another calling, so I just went ahead for it.
I know that's right. And since you might be DJing and you didn't think about LeJay, baby, I need you to go live and tag me into that joint. You feel me? So I can feel like I'm there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'll set it up tomorrow. And like I said, at the house, hey, it might not be a mansion, but there's like 6 bedrooms. And I got my own bar. It's going to be lit. It's talking about brands. You're going to see a lot of stuff. It's going to be a different video, as always, because I'm a little crazy with my stuff. I know it's a little unorthodox, but I'm penetrating, so it's coming through. So regardless, you know, you already know when you get a video from me, it's going to be lit.
I know that's right, baby. And for all my people out there that don't know, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and check my baby out at that twitter.com/KOVU1278, baby. So you need to slide on over to that good old Instagram.com/KOVU1278. Then you need to go hit up that Joan Extra on SoundCloud, matter of fact, under Vaughn T. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to let you know, Big Daddy, you know, I like that cool vibe that you got going on that On My Mind joint. You feel me? I was feeling that joint. I played it a couple of times, you dig?
Yeah, and On My Mind's been doing pretty good, too. And I know it's the Carter Brothers joint, but that's the first feature track that I've ever done. I love to try to showcase my skills. Like I said, people might classify me as a rapper, but I'm an artist. And if anybody wants to collab out there, it doesn't matter what genre of music it is. I guarantee you, if you get me on the track, I'm going to spice it up. I'm going to give it something to work with, because it doesn't matter if it's pop, rock, R&B, hip-hop, movie soundtrack, kids soundtrack. It don't matter what it is. If it's anything that's deal with music, I'm all there, all the way.
Now, speaking of collaboration, you know what I'm saying? Because I always like to tell people, I ain't no stalker, baby, but I checks up on mine. I saw back in March that you were actually doing open collaborations. Like, did you come across any dope artists that was going ahead and campaigning to get you on the track?
I did. I got a couple of artists that I worked with. One of them is in Africa that we're working on one right now. And then I also have another artist that reached out to me Shout out to Seth Beats. Seth Beats is one of the producers that's a South African producer. I'm working with him on a track that we're going to be coming out with a little bit later this year. And then there's also another artist out there in Louisiana. She go by the name of Melrose. So show her some love. You know, you can shout out her on Instagram as well. We got a little joint that we're working on too as well. So that's the two that I have right now. Like I said, I had five slots open at the prices that I was shooting out for them. And then even if people don't have it, you know, I'm ready to work with anybody. It doesn't matter what it is. We can find a way around all of that, because at the end of the day, it's all about winning.
Okay. Y'all need to go ahead and check my baby out, you feel me? And if you know you about to get that work and you got the talent to do so, I'm going to need y'all to hit him up at KOBU1278@gmail.com. Don't delay, baby, but put your best face on, because he ain't got nothing. He ain't got no time for all the rest of that. Yeah, Zach. So make sure you're checking him out on Instagram.com/KOBU1278. Sign on over to that Instagram. Follow him. He will follow you back, baby. He ain't stingy at that KOBU1278. And then get with him. Check out the merchandise before you decide to go on and buy. At that good old SoundCloud under Vaughn T, baby, with that joint extra up. Like, I really appreciate you coming on here. You know what I'm saying? Because, oh, let me not forget. Y'all need to make sure you're checking for my boy on that 106.1, the Beat San Diego, between 9 and 11, honey. You dick. And make sure you're getting with him and supporting. You feel me? Because we don't do nothing small around here. Vaughn T ain't doing nothing small either. You dig? Your girl is A. Don't gas. So make sure you do what you need to do to support, baby. He will support you back. Make sure y'all getting with him. Make sure you're checking it all out for all my producers out there, for all my engineers out there, for all my booking agents. Y'all make sure y'all check these good honey, because he's, like I said, he's doing nothing small out here. And your girl don't vouch for nothing that she ain't feeling. You know what I'm saying? Your girl don't blow gas. That's not what I'm about, and neither is this show. So y'all make sure you're taking Mr. Vaughn T out, baby. Like, is there anything else that you got going on that we should know about before we get up out of here? Because you know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. As it is, back to the regular schedule program. So let us know.
So after Extra Up, I just want everybody to know, like, I got me a new distributor now. So I know, like, last year when I first came out, I pushed out tracks a little slow because I was kind of working with a distribution company that I was unfamiliar with. But now that I got a solid team behind me, you can definitely expect to see a lot more tracks coming out this year. And I think that's what, you know, the fans are asking for. A lot of people are asking for more music from me, and a lot more music is coming out. Just keep in mind, like, all this stuff is part of my first project. I am still an independent artist, and so with that being said, I have a lot of stuff that I budget and I manage on my own, especially running my own music label. But you can guarantee that I'm going to be dropping a lot more music. Me and my helmet and my line, we're going to be dropping a lot more music, so y'all going to definitely see a lot more of the artists that you see in the helmet. The only artist, the only rapper that's in a helmet killing the game.
No, that's right. Now, you know, you need to come back and let me know how this casting call went, you know, for Brands Tomorrow. You need to get back with me about that May 26th joint, you know what I'm saying? It's some more promotion. So this ain't the last time you need to hit me up, honey. You know, this is what you're supposed to be doing, that you managing yourself, Big Daddy.
Right. No doubt. I will. Absolutely.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, like I said, babies, you know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to the regularly scheduled program. So we only have a small time to promote the best. So y'all need to make sure y'all checking for my boy on all his social media outlets, twitter.com/KOBU1278, instagram.com/KOBU1278, check him out on soundcloud.com/DONT, baby. You feel me? Make sure you're getting with him. And if you're looking to get that W-E-R-K-N, you need to make sure you're sending your best foot and putting it forward, baby, at KOBU1278@gmail.com. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Dream Hustle Win podcast with your girl, Jay, baby. Interviewing Vaughn T. We're going to say deuces for now and hit you on the flip side, you dig? One time, baby.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, make sure y'all check me out. It's Vaughn T, Symbiota Music, COBU1278.